The situation at the Baghdad Zoo was desperate during the war. Some animals were killed, others eaten, still others escaped. With the end of fighting came the looting. Things have now improved, thanks in part to the zoo's newly appointed administrator, Lawrence Anthony, a South African conservationist. Mr. Anthony has just arrived in Los Angeles from Baghdad and joins us on the line. Mr. Anthony, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And you are in the United States for a purpose, yes, sir?
Yes, I am, Scott. I'm back. I'm returning to Baghdad in about 4 days' time. Part of the long-term strategy for the zoo is to bring the zoo out of the isolation it's been in for so many years with the country of Iraq and into the international zoo community. So we're talking with zoos here, and of course one of my other purposes is fundraising. We need to raise funds for the zoo quite urgently.
Can you give us some idea of what you confronted when you walked into the Baghdad Zoo a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I arrived there about 4.5 weeks ago. The situation was really very messy, I think, from all points of view. Some food had got in about 2 days before I arrived out of Kuwait. I was there when it left. But the animals were still emaciated. A lot of the animals were traumatized. There was no water. We had one hose pipe providing a thin stream of water to water all the animals and to clean all the cages. There was no disinfectant. There were looters everywhere. It really was an absolute mess.
I guess we should make no mistake of it. A number of animals died, didn't they?
Absolutely. A number of animals died. Some animals died of thirst or starvation. And a huge number of animals were looted. You know, animals were stolen, either as food. In some cases, we had witnesses, soldiers who saw people stealing the ducks. They would actually swim out into the water, the looters, and take the ducks out the water. Or they would steal them for resale. There's a thriving black market in exotic animals in Baghdad. Of all places, I wouldn't have thought so, but it exists.
Mr. Anthony, there are people who will say, look, it's expensive. Zoos are an expensive proposition, and keeping animals alive in this circumstance are an expensive proposition. Maybe this is just a luxury Baghdad cannot afford at the moment.
You know, it's 1,000 hectare or 2,500 acre park. It's a lung in the middle of the city. The zoo received 1 million visitors last year, and it is the one place that provides some respite from the Baghdad streets, where people can get their families and get into this park and spend a day on, you know, in the open.
People are coming to the zoo?
No, the zoo's not open yet, and of course there's still a military cordon around the zoo, so the public can't get through that to get to it. But the zoo is not ready for them right now. Hopefully shortly.
Mr. Anthony, good luck. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Lawrence Anthony, administrator of the Baghdad Zoo, speaking from Los Angeles, and it's 22 minutes before the hour.